This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Haitian-American Dr. Christian-Emmanuel Sanon has been named by Haiti's National Police Chief as the mastermind behind the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The police chief told reporters that Sanon arrived in Haiti on a private plane in early June, along with some of the Colombian gunmen arrested in connection with last week's murder. Sanon is one of three Haitian-Americans currently in police custody. Moïse was shot to death at his home in Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital, early Wednesday, July 7th. His wife, Martine Moïse, was seriously wounded in the attack and taken to Miami, Florida for treatment. The police chief said information that led to the arrest was garnered during interviews with Colombian suspects who spoke to investigators through an interpreter. The police chief said one of the assailants was given an arrest warrant for President Moïse. He said a copy of the arrest warrant has been posted on social media. He did not elaborate on the authenticity of the document, nor who signed it. At least 35 people died in a fire in the COVID isolation ward at a hospital in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah on Monday. A spokesman for local health authorities told the French news agency that five people have been wounded, including two in critical condition. He said there are fears that more people are trapped inside the burning building and that the search for victims continues. This is Iraq's second fire in a COVID ward this year. In April, a fire at a Baghdad COVID-19 hospital killed 82 people and injured 110. That fire was sparked by the explosion of oxygen tanks. Iraq's health minister resigned after that fire in April. Iraq, where the oil-reliant economy is still recovering from decades of war and insurgency, and many people live in poverty, has recorded more than 1.4 million COVID cases. VOA News. The United Nations said Monday that global hunger grew dramatically in 2020, due in large part to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. World Food Program chief economist Arif Hussein said the reality is worse than expected. He said in 1 year alone, the number of people in the grip of chronic hunger has risen more than in the previous 5 years combined. South Africa sent troops Monday to quell riots that left six people dead since former President Jacob Zuma reported to a prison facility last week. 219 people were arrested during protests and looting in two states as a South African court began hearing Zuma's appeal of his lengthy prison sentence. Zuma reported to a prison facility in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal last week to begin serving a 15-month sentence on contempt of court charges. He was charged after failing to testify in a corruption probe of his 9 years in office, which ended in 2018. Zuma has denied the allegation and refused to participate in the inquiry, which began during his final weeks in office. His lawyers also say he will risk catching COVID-19 while imprisoned. World leaders should prioritize opening schools for in-person learning immediately in order to avoid a, quote, generational catastrophe. This is according to the United Nations Agencies for Children and Education. They spoke in a joint statement on Monday. The organization said that keeping schools closed to 156 million students in 19 countries because of COVID-19 is causing potentially irreparable damage to child development. They also pointed out discrepancies in reopening strategies, which have often opened bars and restaurants while keeping schools shut. The statement from UNESCO and UNICEF read, "We must prioritize better. We can reopen schools safely, and we must." Flowers, candles, and scrawled notes mark the spot in Amsterdam where star crime journalist and justice campaigner Peter de Vries narrowly survived a gun attack last week. The 64-year-old journalist was struck in the head by one of five rounds fired after he left a television studio on July 6th. Dutch authorities say de Vries is now fighting for his life in a hospital. Police arrested two suspects in connection with the shooting. The Dutch prime minister has described the shooting as incomprehensible and as an attack on freedom of the press. And a Vatican spokesman said Monday that Pope Francis will remain in hospital for a few more days as he recovers from intestinal surgery performed more than a week ago. Francis underwent 3 hours of planned surgery on July 4th, in which a portion of his colon was removed. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.